The scandal over enormous government salaries in the tiny town of Bell escalated yesterday when police arrested 8 current and former officials on corruption charges. The defendants are expected to appear in court today. Frank Stoltz of KPCC in Los Angeles has the details.
Most went quietly. Most. Bell's mayor, Oscar Hernandez, refused to open the door when police showed up. L.A. District Attorney Steve Cooley said officers used a battering ram after he failed to answer. Hernandez is just one of 8 current and former Bell officials facing criminal charges. Former city manager Robert Rizzo is another, says Cooley.
Rizzo and the others are accused of misappropriating at least $5.5 million. The complaint alleges they used the tax dollars collected from the hardworking citizens of Bell as their own piggy bank, which they then looted at will.
Prosecutors allege Rizzo and his assistant secretly set their own salaries without council approval and loaned city money to themselves and others. Rizzo collected more than $1 million a year in salary and benefits. Prosecutors accuse Hernandez, 3 other members of the city council, and 2 former council members of paying themselves for attending meetings of tiny governing boards like the Solid Waste Authority that never occurred. Those council members hauled down nearly $100,000 a year for their part-time work.
This, needless to say, is corruption on steroids.
An attorney for former city manager Rizzo said Bell paid his client well because he lifted it out of near insolvency in the 1990s. James Spertus said Rizzo acted above board at all times.
Mr. Rizzo did not operate secretly. He did operate with council approval.
The extraordinary arrests in Bell follow civil lawsuits filed against some of the same city officials by State Attorney General Jerry Brown, who's vowed to do the same in other cities. The Bell scandals also prompted the state legislature to consider a number of proposals to rein in local government pay and pensions. Bell's salaries, first reported in the Los Angeles Times, have sparked angry protests by hundreds of people who've packed city council meetings for weeks on end in a community of about 40,000 mostly working-class Latinos. 36-year-old Mario Rivas grew up in the city. He is an Iraq War veteran.
Satisfying for me because it's the start of seeing democracy work, justice work with residents of Bell.
Prosecutors vowed they're just getting started in Bell. Jennifer Lent Snyder is a deputy district attorney.
We've finished the first leg of what will likely be a marathon to try to restore the integrity of government in Bell.
The mayor, the 3 council members, and the 4 former city officials remain behind bars pending their arraignment this morning. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
You may be asking, who's going to run Bell if most of its elected leaders are behind bars? Unless the 4 out of 5 council members charged or convicted of felonies recalled or choose to resign, they remain in place. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors is urging Attorney General Jerry Brown to ask a judge to put Bell in receivership to give a court-appointed official control. City managers around the state say it's hard to guess what happens next because they've never seen anything like this before.